Welcome to the Not New Movie Review. I am Ross Oaks.
And I'm Jeremy Wainwright.
And this is the podcast where we
hope I'm not too close.
Talk about actors' critical successes and losses, all according to Rotten Tomatoes.
That is correct. That is the premise of our podcast.
Oh, well,
we've reached the penultimate episode.
Yeah.
Unless you count Aladdin.
That's true.
Of our Will Smith miniseries.
Which we are doing.
We are doing Aladdin.
That's to round out the Smith. We got to get jiggy with him.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've heard he's good in it.
I've heard he's not.
Well, he's no Robin
as
Williams.
Blue.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that.
Like, I heard they changed the blue from the trailer to something different.
I heard the first trailer is a misrepresentation of Will Smith as the genie.
Yeah.
And he put out a new original song for it, and it fucking rules.
Did he really?
I listened to it on the way over here. It's a remix of A Friend Like Me with DJ Khaled. But
oh.
No, it's great.
Okay,
DJ Khaled
okay.
just does this thing where he just yells in the background.
Okay.
Like, you're the friend, Will. Like, you know.
Okay.
There's a tweet where it's like DJ Khaled is like the Nick Fury of Florida.
I guess.
He just brings people together.
What are we doing today then?
We are doing what we've committed to.
I didn't watch the movie.
No, neither did I.
Oh, okay,
so just going to talk. We're just going to have a conversation today. Just
very
kidding.
Similar to our Tooth Fairy episode.
Yes.
Maybe we'll find out that there's two versions of this movie and one of them got made 20 years before the other one.
What?
You don't remember?
The Tooth Fairy?
We made a huge
discovery last time. There was basically an old version of the Tooth Fairy.
Well, no, it's the Santa Claus.
Oh, it's the Santa... Oh,
remember?
Okay. Now I'm remembering.
The same... Okay.
Now I'm remembering.
No, he doesn't even care.
I don't care.
He just gets the checks.
I didn't re-listen to that episode. So I didn't want to experience the Tooth Fairy again.
So today we're watching...
After Earth.
Starring...
Willie Smith. And now his son.
This says... Under starring, it just says Jaden. Isn't this when he disowned Jayden. Himself or he what is it? Not disavowed. He
well around now is
emancipated.
I'm pretty sure he was trying to emancipate himself from his family,
so
he didn't want to be a movie star.
Right. So but he's just in this multi-million-dollar movie.
Well, I think this was
father.
Like the breaking point.
So it's just Jaden starring Jaden, Will Smith,
Zoe Kravitz. Oh, that guy, he plays Tormund on Game of Thrones. Christopher Hjelvig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He drinks the breast milk of giants.
Oh, okay. M. Night Shyamalan directed this?
Yes, this is an interesting... Will Smith's credited
Will
as a
Smith
screenwriter.
Will Smith is a screenwriter, as well as Gary Whitta, who I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, he wrote Book of Eli. He wrote the first draft of Rogue One.
Now, producers, we have...
Jada
Pinkett Smith, M. Night Shyamalan...
Pinkett.
What did I say?
Pickett.
Oh, Pinkett, my bad. And Will Smith himself. So, Will Smith, all over this.
Well, more thing to bring up about this movie is the original script wasn't a sci-fi movie. It was about a father and son who, like, get in a car crash in the woods.
Okay.
Which, when you watch this movie, you'll realize that this is essentially that same concept, but with science fiction.
Huh. So I wonder, that almost makes me think, that almost makes it sound like that's what Gary would have brought to it. Like,
probably a little bit.
M. Night Shyamalan seems like the car crash part. Will Smith is like, hey, I want my son in it. Yeah. And then Gary Whitta is like, let's do this in space.
I guess I'll try to make this fucking work.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people say that, because you wouldn't have known M. Night Shyamalan directed this movie if, like, you weren't told. Like, if you just watched this.
Okay.
Like, I didn't realize it, and I was like, holy shit, he made this movie?
Is there a twist?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of people say that, like, from what they know behind the scenes, Will Smith kind of had a lot of the control.
Mm.
So you could almost say, like, Will Smith co-directed this
movie. Well, do you want to give us a brief synopsis of this?
Oh, yeah. From what I remember, since I saw this movie in theaters in 2013.
Okay. I did not.
Will Smith and his son, they're part of this future space force, and they, where they're not supposed to show emotions or something. They crash land on a planet in a... Well, they play father and son, of course, Will and Jaden. Mm-hmm. Will gets hurt.
Wait, they play father and son?
Yeah.
They're not in real life? They have to act like it?
They are in... Well, depends on how much their relationship was blossoming at this moment in time. You know, they might have had to act more than normal.
Do you think they act like father and son in real life, too?
They seem to love each other now.
Well, they're actors. They're
that is true.
They're an acting family.
Actors. And they crash land. I know Will Smith gets hurt, and Jaden has to go adventure on his own. So a lot of this movie is on Jaden.
Ooh,
like Will Smith's in it a lot, but a lot of it's on. So I think that's also fascinating to talk about as part of Will Smith's ongoing career arc, is him trying to force his kids into being like him at this stage in his career, which that's actually comes back around to his actual career arc and where he eventually realizes he doesn't need to do that. Because at this point in his career, he's very much in flux. He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, this was after
Men in Black 3.
Men in,
and he made the tremendously awful decision to turn down Django, which I think he would have ruled in.
Yeah. But Jamie Foxx, though.
Jamie Foxx is good, but
danger is real. Fear is a choice. And this is a very long description.
Well, I mean, if you want to do the ad libs version or.
No, not at all. 1,000 years after cataclysmic events forced humanity's escape from Earth, Nova Prime has become mankind's new home. Legendary General Cypher Rage... Is that his name?
Yeah.
Cypher Rage...
It's a cool name, isn't it?
...returns from an extended tour of duty to his estranged family.
I said duty.
Ready to be a father to his 13-year-old son. He looks a little bit older than that.
Well, here again, just picture that... It could have just, as the camping version, it could have just been a father returning from war.
Yep, definitely. Katai.
That's the son, that's Jaden.
When an asteroid storm damages Cypher and Katai's craft, they crash land on a new, unfamiliar, and dangerous Earth. As his father lies dying in the cockpit, Jesus, Katai must trek across the hostile terrain to recover their rescue beacon. His whole life, Katai has wanted nothing more to be a soldier like his father. Today, he gets his chance. So...
And actually, it's called After Earth because the planet they land on is actually Earth.
Is it? Okay, yeah. Okay. So they're on...
Earth, after they've abandoned Earth in the future.
Well, they're on Nova Prime. That's their new home planet.
The premise sounds cool.
And then they come back. It does. Yeah, it does sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. I say let's get into it. We'll just talk over this. We'll do our whole what have we been watching, all that stuff as the movie goes on.
Yeah.
We're gonna hit play here. Oh.
It's playing on the wrong screen.
Came over here, so let me
technical difficulties. What is this?
Oh.
How are you gonna get yourself out of this pickle?
I don't know. Hold on here. Is there supposed to be a noise too?
I don't know. I mean, ideally. I
don't hear any sound.
Does that have its own speakers?
No, it would come out.
Oh, maybe there's not. Maybe it's one of those movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Let's make sure it's not, like, super loud, you know?
Oh, are we just getting right into it?
Because you got to be able to hear us over the sound, too, you know? I'm going to move back a little bit, actually.
Still on. Is this a cold open?
It's probably one of those. I'm pretty sure it's one of those, like, this is what happens later in the movie, and then what happened before, which doesn't always work.
Well, you know. You've seen it.
I saw it in 2013. That was a long time ago. I've heard stories about it. Oh, God. I'm starting to remember how bad Jaden is in this
movie. It looks like Los Angeles. What was that, Chicago?
Is this just footage from 5 years from now?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's loud.
Is it? It's not that loud.
I just don't want, like, the sound of the movie to overpower, like, us. I don't want it to sound like we're shouting over the movie. But you're the tech guy. If you think it'll be okay, I trust you. You're the tech man.
Well, I want them to be able to hear the movie so they don't... We're not just talking to nothing.
Yeah, I guess.
But we were not alone.
That's probably perfect. It's Nova Prime.
Okay. So it's like Mars?
Oh, there's aliens. There's monsters.
Wait, so they come to this planet...
And there's monsters.
And there's
here.
Monsters there?
Oh, yeah, I forgot they smell fear. Will Smith's part of the Rangers.
Sure.
Because if they don't have fear, they can fight the monsters.
What is this accent that he's doing?
They all have a weird accent.
Okay.
Yeah, ghosting is when you show no fear.
You don't text someone.
Oh, that is true. That's not nice, though.
He's a ghoster?
What if I ghosted you? I didn't reply to your text for like a week.
I guess I'd see you when you show up here to do this.
That's true. All right, I feel like we can talk a little bit about what we've been watching.
Sure, okay.
So, it's the preamp. They're going to be like, oh, this is the Rangers, and...
Okay.
Papa can't connect to his son and all that.
How
bullshit.
Long is this movie, by the way?
It's like an hour 40.
Okay.
Should be good. If not, we'll just cancel. we'll just cancel the podcast. Since we last talked.
Yeah.
It's just Jaden Smith running fast. He's he's bad in this movie. I saw Detective Pokemon Pikachu. It's fun.
Yeah.
It was fun seeing Pokemon integrated into the real world. It's pretty much like Who Framed Roger Rabbit with Pokemon.
That's what it looks like. Have you seen the trailer for Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution?
No. Is that a new animated movie?
Yes. It's the Pokemon movie, but 3D animated.
Yeah.
And instead of the Pokemon looking hyper-realistic like in Detective Pikachu, they just look like... their original form, like glossy, and so it's a little.
Does it look cool?
I mean, I'd rather just watch the original
Pokemon
2D
movie.
One.
Yeah, yeah, I'd rather much rather watch that. And then I rewatched Thief.
Okay.
Mostly because Blank Check's doing a Michael Mann series, and also
friends of ours.
Yeah, so good friends. And also, Thief is a masterpiece. Mm. James Caan starring crime film from 1981. Mm. You should watch it. I went to see Brightburn, the Superman kid movie.
Sure, the Gunn brothers or something.
Yeah, James Gunn's cousin and brother wrote it.
Okay.
He didn't direct it. His friend directed it.
I sense some nepotism in that family.
Maybe. I mean, you got the Hollywood power, you know?
I guess, but
James... And Sean Gunn played Rocket.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's like, James Gunn doesn't want to work outside the family.
I mean, hell no. Which must have been... The only thing we've missed is Jaden Smith. The guy was like, you're our best cadet. Mm-hmm. And now Will Smith's returned to his wife and he's showing no emotion.
Is that Jaden Pinkett Smith?
It is not, which I don't know why they wouldn't cast her in this
Is that
movie.
Zoe Kravitz?
I think Zoe Kravitz is the daughter.
Oh.
Maybe.
So he has a daughter too?
I think so, I don't know.
Why didn't he just have Willow?
Well, Willow does not want to be in movies at all.
Oh, okay.
He tried to get Willow to be Annie in the new Annie that came out in like 2015. Mm-hmm. And that's Willow was like, Daddy, I don't want it. I'd rather whip my hair back and forth.
Now, these chopsticks, this is cool.
Oh, the future
chopsticks?
This
is so cool. Because this is like...
Chopsticks that make sense.
Yes. Okay, so it's three chopsticks merged together at the top where you can actually go in like a claw and pick stuff up instead of...
subtitles?
Oh, you... Okay.
Yeah. The claw that you can pick stuff up.
Yeah, instead of two
sticks.
Sticks. That's yeah. What?
Which, if you can use chopsticks, you're a champion. I cannot. I am dumb.
Is After Earth like changing the?
I would hope maybe those exist now.
Did nobody see this movie? Because nobody's making those.
He's yelling at him.
Yeah.
They're getting...
Do you think to prepare for this, they actually got in fights and yelled at each other?
Well, probably. Like I said, at this point in time, they were not friends, I don't believe. I don't want to disparage Will Smith. All right,
I don't see why, because Will Smith, great guy.
He is.
As we've found out.
He's giving his wife a present in the least most emotionless way possible. All right, so then I saw Booksmart, Olivia Wilde's directorial debut.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's great. It's okay. Really great. It's sad that it's not making a lot of money. It's very honest.
I've heard it's the super bad.
It's very super bad-ish, especially because Jonah Hill's sister's in it.
Oh, really?
The lead Beanie. The one lead is Jonah Hill's younger sister.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I think it's kind of like Super Bad for Women, but I also think it's kind of for everybody. Like, there's a lot of relatable stuff in it.
Sure.
And Olivia Wilde directs the shit out of it. Also, Billie Lourd is in it. And she's fucking amazing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Carrie Fisher's daughter. Like, she just steals the movie, essentially. Mm. And then I watched the 2-hour Game of Thrones documentary, The Last Watch.
Oh, okay. I still gotta do that.
It is fucking incredible. Mm. Because it's not the kind of documentary you'd expect, where they just like sit down and interview like David okay. and Dan and cast members. David and Dan, when they're in it, yeah. they're in it for maybe a total of 30 seconds. They don't even talk to them.
They were originally, in the original cut, I heard that it was just them the whole time. Just talking the whole time.
Just talking.
But then after the season happened, they cut him out.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, that's what I heard.
A sweaty joke.
I heard that from the... From the higher up,
but instead they choose to focus on specific crew members mm-hmm. during making season 8, and it's
so it's just season 8.
Yeah, okay. But it's fucking awesome.
Like it would have been cool if like after season 1 happened, they were like, oh, this might be something huge, and then they started it at like season 2 and just made a 2-hour documentary about everything.
No, but it's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
Right.
Like, because it doesn't focus on who you would expect like a documentary like this to focus on. Mm-hmm. It picks like 5 crew members, like a special effects person. There's an extra in it, like a guy who's been a Stark Guard extra since like season 5. Mm. And they're like, Andrew comes in every year. He's this like really nice Irish guy. Mm. And like, it's so good. You should watch it. And then after that, all I watched was the new Lonely Island special on Netflix, Bash Brothers.
Oh.
It's only 30 minutes long. Oh. It's like Lemonade, where it's a visual okay. poem based on 2 baseball players who were busted for using steroids, Jose Canseco and Mark McGuire.
So it's a parody movie.
Kind of, but it's actually its own visual poem. Like, it's a series of songs linked together with, like, these, like, different music video type things while also telling a narrative.
Right. Okay.
And I was listening to the album version on the way over here, and it's actually a great Lonely Island album. So, highly recommended. Lonely Island or A Gift to a Soul.
I just found out there's this band that I'm into. Well, it's, like, this duo.
Uh-huh.
Called Electric Guest.
I've heard of them.
It's a singer who produces the music. And then there's also a drummer. Uh-huh. And the singer, I found out, is the brother of one of the...
Oh, Jorma Taccone?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I saw that. He's directing, like, their new music video.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. So I feel like...
Yeah, so what's going on here?
I feel like the only thing that we missed was Will Smith and Jaden got... Or Cypher Rage and Katar or whatever his fuck his name is.
Katai
got in an argument at dinner, and then Will Smith had an emotionless discussion with his wife about... I know I was reading the subtitles at one point. She said, he's a feeling boy. So maybe he feels emotions and he's not supposed to be a ranger.
Right, right. Because much like in present day, I don't know what year this is. Probably 2022.
That's like 3 years away, real time.
Well, I've never been in the army. I don't plan on going in the army.
Jaden's smiling. That's
what was I saying? So, army people are, I believe, conditioned to not feel anything.
Oh yeah, like just when
I don't know. I would say that, but like you know,
he just told his dad he's reading Moby Dick, and most of it's like your mother told me.
Huh.
Yeah. So you're saying this is a good like metaphor for how like military training is supposed to be.
I can't speak to that, but
maybe like an exaggeration of it for movie's sake.
That's the vibe I'm getting. But
like to create the perfect, it's kind of like the Unsullied on Game of Thrones. They're raised to not fear fear. That's Grey Worm's army.
Sure.
They have their balls chopped off so they can't fall in love or have sexual desires. So it's
that's not what happens when you can still love and.
Well, you can still love, but it's making it harder to love because they don't have balls.
You need balls to love?
Oh, no, but it's
if harder, I didn't have balls, I think I'd still love.
But it's harder to find someone who's like, if you find someone who you love, they're going to have to make some concessions.
Adoption's always an option.
Well, I'm just saying, like there's that scene in Game of Thrones where the Unsullies hire the prostitutes just to lay with them because they're sad, like that, you know? Do you remember that?
I guess. Do they not get boners?
I don't think they... How does that work if you get aroused and you don't have a dick? Do you just feel happy?
I don't know.
Some guy is bullying Jaden Smith. Well, I can only assume is racism.
Hey, is that the guy from The Office?
I think it is. David Brennan.
What was his name? Ray?
He's a piece of shit.
Not was it Ray?
The guy who was trying to marry Pam.
Yeah.
And Jim swooped in.
Yeah.
Is that Tormund?
It does look like
I think him. I'm just not used to seeing him with shaved
without the beard
and the hair.
Yeah.
That was Zoe Kravitz.
Oh.
Oh, I think maybe his older sister, Will Smith's daughter, died.
Huh. So was that all you watched?
Yeah, that's all I watched. Okay. Bash Brothers. Obviously, I watched all the rest of the finale of Game of Thrones, which everyone's overreacting about. But.
I watched Crazy Rich Asians. Did I?
I didn't hear about that.
Okay, so I watched Crazy Rich Asians.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It had like a.
Yeah.
Instead of it was like a romantic comedy, but like the mom and the love interest were enemies. Like that was the conflict. Oh. Was the mom and the I obviously can't relate to the Japanese, well,
just the Asian.
Yeah, the Asian culture in terms of like,
yeah,
the dynasty, not dynasty, but like,
I know what you're trying, yeah, to say.
I don't know, but I thought it was very good.
Has Awkwafina in it.
Oh yeah. Oh, amazing.
How come your voice things get to be bigger than mine?
I'm holding it closer.
Oh, okay.
I'm up all right. In this. Then I watched The Miseducation of Cameron Post.
I heard that was really good.
I gave it a thumbs up for the concept.
Yeah.
But I think the overall execution was mediocre.
Yeah. See, I'm excited to watch it because I've kind of really liked Chloe Grace Moretz, but she really hasn't been good in anything in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Rounded out my Austin Powers trilogy.
With Goldmember?
Goldmember.
A pipe and a pancake.
Oh, smoking a cigar.
I know Beyonce's in it.
Yeah, she is.
She would never be in an Austin Powers movie now.
No, no way. Then I watched it. Eternal Sunshine.
Let's just go real quick. Well, I'll let you talk about it. Right now, Jaden Smith, Tormund from Game of Thrones, is trying to get Jaden Smith to deal with a monster that they have on the ship for training.
Mm.
And it's not going well. So you rewatched Eternal Sunshine, one of your favorite movies.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah. It's so good. And he's also was having flashbacks to, I think, when his sister got murdered by a monster.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. This movie's kind of nonsense.
I'm not really feeling it.
It's very
so
sterile.
Far. Yeah.
Like, for a sci-fi movie, it's very sterile. But not in like a good way.
Not in a 2001 Space Odyssey kind of way. Like the episode that we did.
Which we did. Yeah. This is the smartest we will ever sound.
Yeah. And have ever sounded.
I love that we went from 2001 Space Odyssey to Bad Boys 2.
Hell yeah.
That's the full spectrum of cinema. Kubrick to Bay. It doesn't go anywhere else. Yeah.
So what?
They're going to a planet for training, I believe. Because
right, and then they crash on Earth.
Because Will Smith's way of bonding with his son is to make him feel less emotions. And
I just don't like this performance so far.
Well, it's a bad thing about it.
It's very stiff.
What's the thing? It's one of those performances where he's supposed to be stiff because he's like this emotionless soldier.
I think stiff is boring, though.
Well, the thing is, you can play stiff well, but like again, I keep coming back to fucking Grey Worm on Game of Thrones, but that's a good performance from a character who's designed to just be emotionless. Yeah. So you can play stiff well, but it's just, I don't know if Will, because he's so charismatic inherently. The last thing I want to see Will Smith do is not have any emotions or have fun, you know?
Yeah.
Because even when he's in dramatic roles, he's charismatic. So I don't think this was a good choice for Will Smith so far. Skipping ahead. This doesn't feel like an M. Night Shyamalan movie at all. All
right, we're 17 minutes in.
What? I was more engaged by the Tooth Fairy at this point.
I know, yeah. Oh, here's the asteroid thing. He's going to be like, son, get in this pod with me or something.
Yeah. See, Jaden Smith is scared because he still shows emotions.
Yeah.
Because he's not an emotionless husk. I don't know if this is a spoiler, but I'm pretty sure one of the climax moments of this movie is Will Smith laughing.
Really?
Because I think that's supposed to be he finally shows emotion, he laughs. I actually think this movie would have been better if it was the camping trip one. If it was more...
Yeah, right.
If it wasn't, didn't try to be as ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of the monster being loose in the forest, it was a bear or a wolf or some shit.
Yeah, some revenant.
Yeah, except better than the revenant.
It gets really mauled. Really mauled by that bear.
And unlike the revenant, it doesn't get worse after that scene.
Wow, hot take.
And the main actor doesn't get an award that he doesn't deserve for that movie just because he's been nominated before.
Oh my god.
The Revenant, someone said The Revenant is like a 2-hour serious version of the scene in Hot Rod where he keeps rolling down the hill. It's so true.
That's, yeah, yeah.
It's one of my favorite tweets I've ever seen. Hot Rod, better than The Revenant. Mm. It's a Hot Rod take. So I don't think, did their ship even get damaged?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's just a bunch of fucking nonsense. Oh, was
hyperspace? Like Star yeah. Trek? Nice.
Booming. Engine war fades.
So After Earth, 2013.
Yes, it came out then. 2013. That's when we were seeing a lot of movies in theaters together. The boys were in town, you remember?
Yeah.
We saw Conjuring. We saw all kinds of movies together. This is the end. They're looking for a planet.
Budget? Oh, you want to guess the budget?
$20 million.
The budget.
$100 million.
Keep going.
$200 million.
No.
$500 million. That's a lot of fucking money.
That's
$250 million.
No. Lower.
$220 million.
In the hundreds.
Oh, $150 million.
Lower.
$120 million.
No.
$130 million.
Yes.
Wow. No wonder this movie fucking failed.
Well, I don't know. Let's go to... What was M. Night's movie before this?
I think it was Avatar The Last Airbender, if I'm being honest.
Oh, he probably got a lot
of money. M. Night was not in a good place at this point.
No.
Although, I think... No, it was The Happening, wasn't it?
Well, we're about to find out.
I actually think Avatar made a decent amount of money.
It was The Last Airbender. Avatar. Just called The Last Airbender. Oh, yeah.
I remember I thought for the longest time that James Cameron was making a Last Airbender movie because
Avatar.
James Cameron was making Avatar.
So, The Last Airbender had a budget of $150, so
that was little, bigger than this,
a little cheaper.
Yeah.
The Happening before The Last Airbender.
Wow. Okay.
$48 million. So it's like both of these movies were he got $100 million more.
It's okay, M. Night's back in the...
But what was The Happening? I mean, that was Mark Wahlberg.
Fucking plants.
So I'm sure that was $40 million.
And then there's $8 million for the other parts of the movie.
And then probably $1 million went to...
Zooey Deschanel,
Michael Pena.
Yeah, he's in it.
And then probably $1 million for the plants.
Just for the plants.
And then...
You gotta pay Mother Earth.
Yeah.
But at least M. Night's back in a good place now.
I haven't been there with him, but I'm sure he is. I haven't.
Glass is so good.
I haven't seen.
It's so good.
Yeah. So now they're landing on Earth.
Yes, which the movie probably is trying to make it become a twist that it's Earth, even though I think the trailers gave it away. Plus, the movie's called fucking After Earth. He's just emotionlessly flopping around in the escape pod.
Yeah, well,
it's not even an escape pod. I think it's just a piece of the ship.
I guess it probably was a good idea that they started the movie out with cuts of this because the beginning of the movie was boring.
Yeah, the beginning is more engaging when it starts with. Because this was the beginning, like quick cuts of this.
I honestly wish they just started out with them using the chopsticks.
You really like those chopsticks. Yeah,
that's my favorite part.
Look them up on Google.
That's my favorite part so far.
See if they exist.
I'm
going to Google it for you right now.
Yeah.
I will admit, the production design is pretty good. As far as, like, space. Like, this is cool.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Like, the breathing, what? Like, curtain thing.
Oh, is that what's going on?
I think it's supposed to, like, protect him from the atmosphere, maybe.
Sure.
See, it's trying to close over the side, but there's a fucking dead body in the way.
Right.
We all dealt with that. You're trying to close your shower curtain, there's a dead body in there.
That is kind of cool. What kind of material is that, though? It's, like, so shiny. Like, is that CGI?
He's trying to push the...
It kind of looks CGI-ish, right?
I don't know. After the chopsticks, I'm not seeing them.
We'll just look up, like, try chopstick.
There's a picture of them.
So, let's do some trivia. Let's do some after trivia. After Earth.
Jim Smith, he's just crashed on the planet. He's just...
What should I call it? What should I... Earth... Earth... I don't know.
After Earth?
what's this trivia section? After, I don't know.
What's this IMDb trivia corner?
I guess so. The original idea, you already talked about this.
It was a camping trip.
Yeah, traveling in a... Kareen's off the road. The son makes his way through the forest to find help for the father, realizing that the idea had greater potential. Producer Will Smith and screenwriter Gary Whitta decided to adapt the basic survival concept into a much larger science fiction one.
Bad move. Bad move.
It just doesn't feel as grounded.
Yeah.
You know?
It could have been a much more simple story, because then they wouldn't have had to do this whole, like, no emotion shit. It
like, what just, if, yeah, what if Will Smith was like, hey, don't go near the lake! You know what I mean?
It could have just been, like, a normal conflict between a father and his son without this, like...
Like, yeah.
I love you, son, but I can't show emotions.
Although not credited on the finished film, co-writer-producer Will Smith was responsible for much of the movie's direction. While M. Night Shyamalan was primarily in charge of the blocking and the visual aspects of the film, it was Will Smith who personally coached Jaden Smith in his performance and dictated the development of the story, blah, blah, blah.
Bad move. Well, if you're going to make your directorial debut, don't...
Well, after both the story and acting were heavily criticized, Shyamalan decided to take the blame.
Well, that's nice of him.
So, I mean, who do you think is bigger in Hollywood, like, clout-wise? Will Smith,
by far.
So you think Will Smith was like, hey, this movie sucks, so you're putting your name on it.
Yeah, you might have been like
that. I could imagine a time where Will Smith was probably like, I want a co-directing credit. Because his name's everywhere else.
And then, like, the movie came out, and he's like...
Yeah, no, I'm...
Yeah. There's definitely been better directorial debuts.
So when it says Shyamalan decided to take the blame, I think it was Will Smith told him he's taking the blame.
Maybe he's just being a nice guy, you know? Who knows?
Maybe, I don't know. He's from
Philly.
They were
both in bed.
They're both from Philly. This is the Philly.
Yeah, actually, this is the only movie Shyamalan has directed that doesn't take place in Philly, I'm pretty sure.
Well, we don't know that. They're on Earth.
That's true. This could be fucking Philadelphia. It's kind of like how Eminem won't star in a movie if it's not set in Detroit.
That's right, yeah.
Like, he wouldn't do Elysium because it wasn't set in Detroit.
Really?
And the guy's like, how the fuck did that work? See that? Like, Will Smith wants you to play the new Batman. He's like, is it set in Detroit? It's like, it's fucking Gotham. Be a dickhead about it.
The original cut was 130 minutes long.
That is way too fucking long.
What is that? Two hours and ten minutes.
Yeah.
And it had more backstory on the decline of Earth and the formation of Nova Prime. However, the film was vastly re-edited after performing poorly at test screenings, and any actors playing Nova Primates were either reduced to extras or cut out entirely. The deleted footage will likely never be seen, as M. Night Shyamalan is satisfied with the theatrical cut.
I doubt that.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody was satisfied.
Except for Jaden Smith, because he was probably like, what, 16? He's probably like, I just want that money, you know what I mean?
I don't think he wanted to do this movie.
No, I don't think so
either. I think this is Jaden's last movie.
Right, because before this was Karate Kid.
Yeah, I don't think he did any other movies after this.
Yeah, and now he just makes music.
Yeah.
Which I honestly isn't bad.
I've heard some. I know he did that song with Donald Glover.
Mm-hmm.
He has a song on the Spider-Verse soundtrack. It's pretty good.
I think they're actually probably in a pretty good spot.
Well, I think
as
now they
father
are.
And son.
Yeah, go. Now they are. Like, he came. Will Smith did a guest spot at Coachella with Jaden.
Right, right. And I think like Jaden Smith, he had like a big single. Like, there was one song on his album a couple years ago that was like the main one. So he made a music video for it. And then Will Smith on his YouTube channel.
Oh, he made fun of it. I saw that.
Made a
parody.
Yeah, kind of like a copy. Yeah.
Oh, Will Smith's legs are broken very badly. He's telling Jaden or Katar or whatever he has to go get the
Katai.
He has to go get the beacon to save them because all the other people died. I actually think Jaden's better than Will in this, to be honest. Because at least he gets to show emotion.
Yeah, right?
Oh, and they need things. They need to take these things because you can't breathe on Earth now because bad future stuff has happened.
Hmm. So it's an inhaler?
Yeah, you suck it in and it coats your lungs, as he said. Which is kind of cool, actually. Hmm. I feel like it's kind of like the things... Well, no, in Phantom Menace, they like hold the little things in their mouth.
Yeah.
Except for unless you're can't get Fisto breathe underwater, I think.
I don't know.
I think he's a water Jedi. That's a thing.
Whoa, water Jedi.
A cutlass. It's like a dual-sided sword. Fight people with. Katai. It's kind of like almost like a metaphor for Will Smith trying to force his son into being in Hollywood. It's almost like he's telling him, like, Hollywood's a tough business. Like, everything you do.
I don't know about that.
You could apply that to it.
Are you kidding? Being Jaden, it's hey, Dad, can you get me this job? It's not cutthroat for him.
Yeah.
Just think of what the Gunn brothers and family are doing.
You're really salty about that, aren't you? Oh, yeah, it was showing his sister getting mauled by a monster. Man. That broke into their apartment. You want to talk about nepotism? Talk about the Coppola family.
Oh,
you know, Nicolas Cage is his nephew. Jason Schwartzman's like his cousin or some shit. Right.
Yeah.
Although they're all over the Sophia place. Rules.
But they're, though. And they do it. The fact that they sneak around it with the name changes.
Yeah.
Like is, Nick that's, Cage is, yeah. That's,
he doesn't know it's his nephew.
Yeah. That's where.
Yeah.
But it's the Smiths are just like, we're the Smiths.
Yeah, you know? That's true. Trying to give other big Hollywood families. They're still having this fucking conversation about going to get the beacon. Oh, yeah, I forgot. The whole time he's going to be talking to him in his ear.
Okay.
So he's going to be like, duck roll, duck climb this tree. Hmm. Which, if I was in this situation, I'd be like, I just want to die here. Like, don't make me go out there. Always hugging him. This is kind of good. You can tell he wants to be like, I love you, but he can't because society doesn't allow him.
Producer / co-writer Will Smith envisioned After Earth as a multi-platform franchise, including books, graphic novels, and interactive video games, which would all inform on and add to the ideas of concepts developed in the finished film.
Oh, yes. This could make a cool game.
Sure. Yeah. No, it has a lot of game
qualities
to it.
But that kind of looks like I keep going back to Game of Thrones. It looks like the sword that Arya uses in the Battle of Winterfell. I just have Game of Thrones on my mind, so I just deal with
it. Well, I did rewatch season one.
I'm going to wait. They're putting out a collection, a season 1-8 collection. It's like the collector's edition. It's like $250. I just want to wait to see what the packaging looks like.
Right.
If the packaging isn't worth the $250, because it's going to come with 15 hours of bonus content, I'm just going to wait for the...
Well, I'm sure it's just going to have a picture of the Iron Throne.
Or it might come in like an Iron Throne or something.
Oh,
like the
how would that work?
Well, the Breaking Bad collection came in a barrel, like a meth barrel.
Oh, wow.
So the collector inside me kind of wants that.
Mm.
But I know they'll also put out a bare bones one where it's just like the box that just has 1-8. I might wait for that because $250 is pretty steep.
Yeah.
But I want to own him on because I'm not going to rewatch him until I can just on Blu-ray so I can... He's got a spider on his hand. You missed that. Oh. It was a space tarantula. Or actually some of the...
just some of the regular wildlife, tarantula.
Yeah, but...
I guess to them it is a space. Yeah.
But tarantula. I'm also going to start reading the Game of Thrones books. Like I ordered the first one, so... I think I'm going to play through Skyrim again and try to...
You're just...
I'm in a fantasy mood. Yeah. I'm going to pick one of my favorite Game of Thrones characters in Google because, you know, nerds do this stuff for you on the internet. Like, what kind, like how to build certain Game of Thrones characters. I might do, Arya or Brienne, maybe.
Okay.
You know?
That's pretty cool.
Try to make them look as close as I can. And, if I was Arya, I'd do, a rogue or... I don't remember Skyrim.
So, classes. What do you do for... Are you a side quest person?
See, that's actually that's
because the game just goes forever.
Well, see, that's why I have a huge problem with beating open world games.
Yeah,
is because I try to balance it out. I do one or two story missions.
Yeah,
and then I'll do 10 side missions
because
I want to try to make the experience as fulfilling as possible.
Right,
or I'll even just
because you don't want because some after you do some
there's,
of them.
There's Buffalo.
Well, he's in an open world now, like we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is open world gameplay.
So what are you saying?
Well, like, I always get anxious because I try to do all the side quests first. Yeah. And then I do a main quest mission, but the game just takes
so long. Especially these big games where there's so much to do.
But the problem is if you do a main quest, it might close off the side quest.
That's true. That's what I get panic attacks about.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, am I going to be able to finish this? Because a lot of people are like, oh, just beat the game then. Because, you know, a lot of open world games, you can beat it and then just explore.
Right.
But I'm like, what if this character dies in the story?
Yeah.
So I get, plus just me exploring, I get distracted. Like in Red Dead, I'll be exploring and I'll be like, oh, there's a wagon with a dead body in it. Like, I want to explore this. Like,
yeah, that's why. Well,
that's what. So Skyrim takes, like, I've never beaten Skyrim. Really? I've started it a couple times.
I have once.
So I think this next time I'm going to start it with the build that I want, and I'm just going to try to beat it. Mm-hmm. But I've never really played as like a sneaky thief roguish character. Mm-hmm. I usually go with like a mage.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try that and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. I'm still going for that Spider-Man Platinum.
Oh, yeah. I got really close to that.
Two more trophies.
I got really close to that. One day I spent like an hour just doing all the different crime.
Well, things. I just have to... That's all I have left is to... Like, I have to 100% all the districts.
Yeah.
And the only thing I have left is the random...
Crime things. See, I have all those done.
And it takes so long just to...
I'm not looking forward to the Harry's science things. Those are fucking stupid.
Oh, those go really quick.
Those go quick?
Yeah.
I did a lot of those.
The crime things are taking longer because it's just like...
Yeah, those take a while.
You're just like swinging around and it's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. So he put out like beacons to map out the area, mm-hmm. and there was kind of a cool shot where it was like over Jaden's shoulder, and it showed like the herd of buffalo and the birds flying.
Yeah.
So you can kind of see that it's still kind of the Earth we know.
This is very much WALL-E.
It is kind of WALL-E.
Like Earth's coming. This might take place after WALL-E though, because WALL-E at the end they planted the plant. Itches.
Yeah.
And then.
Do you see a booger hanging out?
No.
My nose itches.
They planted the tree at the end of WALL-E and all the green started coming back. So this is probably the humans died off.
This is a sequel to WALL-E.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, he's injecting himself with pain meds.
Oh, yeah, that's normal.
There's Zoe Kravitz.
Hello.
Zoe Kravitz is so cool. Oh, that's why he didn't want to talk about Moby Dick earlier. Mm-hmm. A little bit of the Will Smith charisma coming out.
Yeah. But he has lines like, mm-hmm, and oh.
And like, it said chuckles. Like it was like chuckles.
Yeah.
Sent you for the royal, and they almost disappeared. Just before the age of carbon fuel.
There's that weird accent I'm trying to do.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Kit. Oh, because Kitai or whatever his fucking name is.
Mm. No, hang up.
We're done. You got this. See, he's worried about taking the pain med because it's going to make him drowsy and he won't be able to help his son.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
He can... This I feel looks like he, fine. This looks like the red... This is Redwood Forest, right?
Redwood Forest. Where they shot Return of the Jedi.
Right. That is.
It's Endor.
That's a big tree. So he's good.
Oh, and Will Smith... With the drones he put out, he can kind of see what's happening around Jaden. So I could see in the camping version of this, they'd have walkie-talkies.
Yeah. Probably... Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a wolf? Space wolf.
Even probably
not space, but...
Probably no...
Oh, he's looking... Because they had the one monster on board for training. So he knows it escaped.
Gotcha. Yeah, I assume no visual. Like, there'd be no visual in the...
Camping one.
You
just have to describe it to him.
Yeah. Man, I really want to see the camping one.
I really do, too.
Yeah. Because they're in the woods right now. I mean...
Yeah, you don't need space shit.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you do not need...
Yeah, sometimes... Like, I love space shit, but sometimes you don't always need space shit.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, an hour left. Okay, that's good.
Can we Can we reflect on that line?
I don't know what he said.
My suit's turned black. I like it, but I think it means something bad. So fuck. Like, you say he likes it as an aesthetic? Like,
I guess so, yeah.
I look pretty bitchin', but...
Yeah.
Does it mean there's a monster?
But also, why wasn't I trained? Why didn't anyone tell me that?
Yeah, because then Will Smith's like, it means that there's something bad coming.
Okay, well, that should have been established.
Oh, it's a baboon!
That should have been established when he got the suit in the...
You would think.
Yeah.
This will be your creation. He's gonna fight a fucking baboon.
A baboon? Oh, you're right. I thought it was the wolf from earlier.
Baboons are terrifying.
It says stand down, but I don't... Oh! Why would he throw a rock at it?
Don't throw a rock at the fucking baboon.
Yeah, those rip your They're ass scared. In half.
And they have the bright red asses, too.
That's what I'm saying. They rip it in half. Yeah. They see an ass and they rip it in half.
Maybe.
And, of course, they travel in packs.
Monkeys are fucking scary, okay? I would never hang out with a gorilla. I don't care if it's Coco or not, because all it takes is one bad mood, and that monkey's going to rip your fucking face off.
I'm kind of,
Maybe a lemur. I would hang out with a lemur, because what's a lemur going to do to me? Bite me?
Maybe.
But a fucking chimpanzee will rip you apart. A gorilla will body slam you.
Yeah. Well, they have the... Monkeys actually have, really... Their teeth are...
Sharp as
it's
fuck.
Like, it's like a... It's like a tiger's mouth, but with a human body.
Yeah. And we came from them.
Yeah, I know.
And I know how emotional monkeys or humans can be.
Oh, no way you're running. No way you're outrunning that.
It's a herd of baboons. Boon.
Probably a million went to the baboons.
Yeah, at least.
Probably split it up. It
makes me question the, like, are they in a place where there were inherently baboons, or is it because the ecosystems changed so much that baboons were forced into this forest?
Yeah.
Because I think of baboons as being in jungles, not, like, the redwood forest. Because that's
well,
kind of
I don't know where they are.
Well, it's kind of a cool concept that maybe, like, most of the earth is so ravaged by the environment. Although, again, I think another conclusion they come to is that earth is actually good and they can come back at the end.
Sure, yeah.
Because it doesn't look that bad to me. It makes you think... Here's a hot take.
Yeah.
Maybe people were the problem.
What was it?
Maybe people were the problem. Maybe that's
sure,
people were the reason. You
no,
know?
Good. Good point.
You know?
So hey, he's on a jog.
What shut your fucking mouth. You didn't get chased by baboons.
Yeah.
God.
That is a cool
weapon.
Spear yeah. thing. Yeah. That looks, is cool. I like.
Kind of looks like Thanos' big blade.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I am kind of worried though because it has like one of them
curves
the
one
blade. Yeah, yeah, one of them curves up. So I'm afraid like I'd chop my arm off.
I would totally end up cutting myself if you gave me a sword.
Toxin. Remember when I stabbed you?
Yeah, you piece of shit. You drew blood. You stabbed me with an actual sword.
It was one of those, like, three-pronged, whatever those things are.
It was like a dagger.
Yeah. I didn't mean to. I thought it was fake.
I punched you in the ass.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, he's got a he's got a bug on him.
Because you were coming. You were going in for a dick punch, and I turned around, and you hit
punched
it.
Punched you right in the ass. Oh, God. Ass punch.
Yeah.
Oh, he got infected by a poisonous leech of some sort. That's why sometimes I'll see slugs outside, and I'll be like, it'd be kind of cool to, like, pick it up, because I don't mind bugs that I know can't hurt me, but I'm like, what if I pick up a poisonous slug?
Well, you know those caterpillars, like the Fuzzy spiky ones? Yeah.
Are they poisonous?
Gotta watch out. Not the blue ones. They're not poisonous, but I think they... They can,
like, irritate you?
Well, they shoot their...
Oh, it's kind of like how tarantulas can shake their butts.
Yeah.
And shoot the things out and get in your eyes and irritate you.
Yep, yeah. So you gotta watch out for that.
Oh. Just casually jam a needle
like
into your
13?
Heart.
He's 13? He's supposed to be 13, and he's like, alright.
His face is getting puffed. It's kind of like Bill Smith and Hitch. His face is getting puffed up because he's...
Oh my god, you're right.
They
have the same puffy face.
Hitch, a movie better than this already.
Oh my, I'd rather be watching Hitch right now.
Yeah.
Wow, it's almost like they took Hitch's puffed up face and put it on
his. It's almost like their father and son.
Because he ate shrimp or something, right?
Shellfish? In the camping one, I could see him like maybe like...
Eating a berry?
Or maybe he eats like a poisonous berry and the dad's like, I know what you need to do. Like, you need to make yourself throw up or something, or he gave him a kit.
Well, EpiPen.
Or something. EpiPen. Or maybe he's allergic to bees and he gets stung by a bee and he's like, you need to use the EpiPen.
Yeah.
Which, fuck bees.
Oh, yeah.
Not the useful ones. Like, honeybees, they're good. They have a purpose.
Yeah, but they,
Those,
is that the bumblebee?
No, bumblebees are assholes.
Oh,
which honeybees, are the honeybees? Honeybees won't mess with you. Honeybees are like the furry orangey. They usually don't mess with you.
Honeybees are like the fat wasp. Like, they look not a wasp.
They look like smaller bumblebees, but like orangey.
But they're not puffy.
They're a little fuzzy.
Okay.
Whereas bumblebees...
Black and yellow.
Yeah, they don't actually hurt you either. They're just...
No, they do.
Well, they can bite you. They don't sting, actually. Yeah, they do. But they do that fucking thing where they fly around and you...
No, they get you.
Haven't you been bit by one?
I've been stung by one.
Oh.
Yeah, on...
They are scary.
Yeah, no, it went right in my thumb. They had to pull the... Because the... So I learned that wasps, right? What the
fuck's going on here? Well, this is the opening of the movie. All right, you got stung.
So I learned that wasps are the one that can sting you multiple times.
Yeah.
Right. So I learned that bumblebees actually...
They die, right?
Yeah, they sting you once and they like...
And yellow... I think yellow jackets die too.
They put all their juice in you. They're like... Ugh, and then they just...
Yeah, they die. Kamikaze.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's what it is.
You know, yellow jackets and wasps can burn in fucking hell.
So so the bumblebee stung me and the stinger went in. Yeah. So they had to pull it out.
Damn.
And then...
Are you allergic?
No.
Yeah, neither am I. I had a beef.
I was so little that I have this like.
Oh yeah.
Phobia.
Well, no, I hate fucking bees, and they're always like, "Don't swat them," but sometimes they fly right in your face.
Yeah.
One, what I do at work outside is when I have gloves on, I'll literally smack them to the ground and step on them. It's so satisfying.
Wow, that's. I mean, that's kind of evil, but I get it. You know.
Listen to me. Fuck yellow jackets. Sure. They serve no purpose. I love animals. I accidentally hit a toad with the lawnmower the other day.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad.
Wow.
But I have shown no remorse. If they're like yellow jackets are extinct, good.
There was a...
they're an infestation. Like, they don't serve a purpose.
There was a bug in
it's like
my...
like centipedes. Centipedes.
There was a bug in my living room window.
Yeah.
And instead of killing it, I picked it up and I threw it outside.
Ooh. He's performing surgery.
Oh, my God.
He's prone surgery on his leg, which has to hurt like a bitch. Apologize for the swear words. Ooh, that's pretty gruesome.
Second time that real life father and son, Will Smith and Jaden Smith, play father and son on screen.
What was the other time?
The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Not even arguably, just better than this.
I still haven't seen it. I gotta see it.
You will cry.
Five mics out.
But also, Jaden is giving a better performance as a 5-year-old than he does as a
whatever-year-old.
Yeah.
Zoe Kravitz. It should have been about Will Smith and Zoe Kravitz, because she, in these flashback scenes, has more charisma than anyone in the entire movie. Yeah, right? Maybe women... Maybe the women are... It's probably one of those dumb things where like, they're not allowed to be soldiers, so they can show emotion.
She's the daughter?
Yeah. She died.
That's the mom. Okay.
Yeah.
The film takes place in 3071.
Well, fuck.
That's...
1,000 years.
Yeah, that's a pretty far off.
It's pretty bold of them to assume that global warming will have not destroyed us all by then.
M. Night Shyamalan's first digital film.
Oh, he was a film boy until this.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, but Christopher Nolan wasn't happy about that.
No, probably not. Oh, that's a weird color composition. The trees were like white, and then the foreground was green.
Can't remember if he's getting to snow or not.
Oh.
Oh, there's snow behind him. Okay. It's kind of like how Colorado, that you can like walk from like green to... Oh, he broke two of his inhalers. But he said they last 24 hours. How fucking long does he think it's going to take?
Yeah, right? So this one says, the original screenplay was written by Gary Whitta, based on an idea by Will Smith. So are Will Smith and Gary Whitta like BFFs?
Will Smith and Gary Whitta?
Are they talking? Are they?
Well, he wrote, I don't know. I was thinking, no, yeah. No, I don't know.
Because, I mean, it's based on... So Will Smith was probably like, hey, Gary Whitta, I gotta...
I know from following Gary Whitta on Twitter, he has nothing good but good things to say about Will Smith.
Really?
Yeah, so maybe he came...
He said that on Twitter?
Yeah, he's talked, like, Will Smith, like, he said, like, he's, like, he treated him very well when they were working on After.
Oh, I thought you said he didn't have any good things to say.
Oh, no, he had only good things
to say. Oh, okay, okay, good.
Same with Denzel. He says, like, at the Book of Eli, like, Comic-Con panel, like, Denzel brought Gary Wood out on stage.
Sure.
So.
Also a writer of Rogue One.
Yes, one of the early drafts.
Yeah. And he's also a big... part of a YouTube channel that I watch.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Called Kind of Funny.
Oh.
He's one of the on-screen
people. I don't know what he's doing. He's writing a comic book now.
Yeah.
He wrote a book called, like, Abdominable or something.
Well, he said that he... I'm sure he has another movie in the works.
Maybe, yeah. Hopefully.
I think I've heard that. Oh, what else? I don't even know.
I once got Gary Whitta to reply to me on Twitter.
Oh yeah?
Not a major feat, you know. It's the little things that make you happy.
Let's see what awards this movie's won.
He's telling a story about how he got shot through the shoulder by a pincer.
A pincer.
If it was the camping one, he could be like, yeah, we came across a bear. It tried to eat me. You saw a bear in real life before.
Yeah, I've
crossed in front of your car.
Crossed in front of my car.
Didn't you say, like, you had to stop your car because there was a bear crossing on your way home once? Back when you used to live in the
yes,
woods.
Yes, yes. Okay, so that, okay, yeah. So I've seen a couple bears in my day.
I would shit my pants, but also be in awe.
Well, this was like a baby bear.
Well, that's where you need to fucking watch out. If you see a full-grown bear, like,
yeah.
Well, you also need to watch out because the cubs might be nearby. Essentially, if there's any chance that there's a bear cub near you, you want to get out of there. Because if the mother thinks that you're fucking with the bear cub,
yeah,
they will rip you to shreds.
Even if I'm in a car?
They might attack the car.
I was in a Subaru Outback, so I was designed for bear attacks.
He's fucking flipped. What would you have done if the bear started to attack the car?
Florida? Drive. Yeah, I'd drive away.
If I cut your tires and you spun out and flipped.
Oh, gee, death by bear.
What pincer? Is he talking about the weird alien monsters?
Like yeah, I guess so.
I guess we should be paying attention, but it's so unengaging.
I also don't like that soul patch that he has.
Yeah, it's upset. Very few people can pull off a soul patch.
And sadly, Will Smith, not one of them.
You want to know what a terrible nightmare I had last night? That Samuel Jackson died.
I saw you tweet that.
Like, it was so specific that, you know how he has that new Shaft movie coming out?
Yeah.
I actually saw in my dream a statement put out by the director of the movie saying, like, I'm glad I was able to work with Sam on this. Like,
that, that's the last movie?
Like, I literally woke up being like, holy fuck. I had to, like, open up my phone, like.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think, though, like, if anyone from the Marvel Universe passes...
It's gonna be major.
The, those movies immediately gain some kind of, you know, like right. Legendary.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So this movie was nominated for the Golden Schmo.
The fuck is that?
I don't know. It just says worst movie of the year.
That's probably an exaggeration, I don't think.
This movie was nominated for the MTV Movie Award for Summer... for Summer's Biggest Teen Badass. Jaden Smith.
God damn it. I think of other 2013 teen badasses, but...
Ooh, Razzie Award, Worst Actor. Oh. Who do you think?
Jaden.
Yep.
That's kind of
and he won!
Oh, I bet you he loved that.
Razzie Award, Worst Supporting Actor.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Yeah.
Ugh. He just told some fucking story. I don't know.
Razzie Award, Worst Screen Combo Winner.
Jaden and Will. Bet you that did good for their relationship.
Razzie Award nominee for Worst Picture.
He's bleeding a lot.
Razzie Award nominee for Worst Director.
Ooh, poor M. Day when Will Smith really did it.
Ooh, this one hurts. Razzie Award nominee, holy Worst Screenplay.
There's a baboon arm.
Mm.
Oh, screenwriter, Gary Whitta.
All of them. Well, it's just screenplay. Yeah. Oh, so it's Will Smith, M. Night, and...
That's actually a good story move to have a threat seem like the biggest threat at the point in the movie, and then later on show that that threat was nothing to the next threat.
Right.
That's actually pretty good. I'm just trying to think of things to say good about this movie since...
No, that is good. That is good.
Like, I don't think this movie is actively bad. Like, I think it looks fairly well made. It's just, it's not engaging. Like,
no, not at all.
I don't, like, if I came across this movie, like, playing on TV, I don't think anything that I've seen would make me want to stop and keep watching it.
No. I'm not.
Like, I'm not going to see.
I don't know. I like the fact that it's in a forest, I guess.
You really like that forest.
Forests are cool.
I would never go into the woods.
I like those fern-looking plants.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah. Like those ones right there.
I hate camping, though, so.
I haven't been in a while, but I think I'd go.
No, I hate camping.
I don't know. He's just on top of a waterfall.
I bet you the log's going to tip.
You think?
I'm pretty sure the log's going to tip.
You've seen this?
I've seen it, but I can't remember. Oh, I was wrong. The log didn't tip.
Yeah.
Roger. Inventory up. Sounds like he's trying to do a British accent, but not. Four vials available. Yeah. His heart rate's getting up. He's going to be like, boy, are you showing emotions? Why are you not showing me the case? What? Oh. Because he doesn't know that he's broken half of his fucking breathing tubes. Oh, no.
What are you going to do? Get mad? What do you, you can't. You're emotionless.
Well, I think they can show anger. They just can't show fear.
Yeah. He's like a Vulcan.
A little bit, actually. It's kind of like Spock the movie.
Yeah.
There's an old lady I work with at work, and she has like really bad arthritis and shit. Like, her hand will fucking lock up. The other day, she was like, look, it looks like I'm doing the Star Trek thing because my hand's locked up and her hand was like this. And I was Jesus Christ.
hey, at least she can
joke about it. But I was like, literally, her hand was like this. And I was like, oh, God. Can you imagine your hand just locking? Like, you're just doing something and you're like...
I don't know. So he's going to have him sky jump? Because that's pretty cool.
They haven't said anything. He's just disappointed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come die with your father. I can see this in the camping one, like, maybe, like, he gets lost.
I can't make it.
And he's like,
gotta come back.
He's like, you gotta come back. I don't want you to die. And he's like,
yeah.
I don't want you to die, Dan.
Yeah.
I don't get it. An alien broke into their apartment. That's a mean way to die. Jesus Christ. It is kind of cool that they haven't really shown us the monster yet, I guess. They've just been glimpses.
Yeah.
See, I think this is also why Gemini Man, at least the trailer doesn't look that good, because he kind of looks like he's doing a similar performance in Gemini Man.
Yeah, yeah, like, it really does.
Will Smith can do serious, I guess, but he needs some charisma to back it up.
Yeah.
Like I feel like... trying to think of a movie where he's kind of serious, but Enemy of the State.
Yeah.
He's serious, but he's also, he has charisma to back it up. Yeah,
good lines in there.
Yeah.
Let's see what he's been up to lately.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's just been hyped on the Aladdin press tour.
Yeah.
You are not a ranger. This trailer, this scene was in the trailer. He's defying his father because he knows...
Oh, so we tweeted about this.
After Earth?
No, we tweeted... Will Smith put out an Instagram post.
Oh, yeah.
It says, Will Smith is Hitch 2, back in blue. There's a lot of gray area in Make Me Prince. And it's Will Smith as the genie, but also as Hitch.
Yeah, it is pretty good art. See, they're having a big... They're having an argument about how... He was there when his sister died. Like, he just said,
right.
She gave me the order to hide. Like, I was doing what she said. So maybe he blames him for his sister's death, his daughter's
death.
But also
it's dumb because you know that they don't need the inhalers. Like, the oxygen's probably fine.
Yeah, that's probably going to... I think that's a revelation.
Like, I think it's probably going to be him when his last thing, and he's like,
In the camping version, there may be, like, the daughter still died because of something that might have been kind of the son's fault. Maybe
home intruder?
Maybe. And maybe, like, they have this argument, like, dead.
That could be it, actually. Like, a home intruder...
And the sun just hid instead of doing something about it.
And that's when they become distant.
Yeah. See, this movie... Oh, now he's a fucking flying squirrel.
Yeah.
So they're talking about how Hitch could be... Or Aladdin could be a Hitch prequel or something. Which he is very genie-like in Hitch. Like there's a fucking vulture.
That's cool. That's actually really cool. Ooh.
Vultures are dicks, I think. Oh no, they just eat dead stuff. Oh no, that's like a hawk, maybe?
So here's a video of the family doing some family stuff.
They have a great family.
It says, "Hey Elon Musk, can you make bigger clocks in the next Tesla so Jaden Smith can be on time for my next premiere?" Huh. And then there's a video that goes along with it that I'll start when... when it loops back around.
I don't understand. I'll wait till after that.
Just watched the movie. That was hilarious.
Yo, what is your mom and sister doing? What is going on?
I don't like what you're doing. And I don't like that your mother and grandmother are encouraging it. This is the problem with the red table.
Let's get a family photo.
No, you don't.
It was my fault.
You don't get to come an hour late to the red carpet.
15 minutes.
No.
15 minutes.
We were on the red carpet waiting for him as a family. Huh. We're in a freaking alley behind the theater. This is not a time for the family photo. We had the best photographers in the world waiting for us on a red carpet.
6 o'clock, I was here at 6:15.
You were not...
It is kind of funny. They're all taking pictures together and Jaden's not there. Because he was too busy. He's trapped in a vulture's nest being attacked by tigers right now.
That was a good video.
That is kind of funny. Yeah. The music. Just Jaden not there. Like I said, he's in a vulture's nest. And there's tigers trying to kill him.
Oh my god.
You just missed it. The vulture was fighting a tiger above him.
Yeah.
While he's also fighting a tiger. Which, you know. All the vulture.
Okay.
I don't even know if it's a vulture. It looks like a falcon, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, okay. Oh, what?
There's another one.
Oh. All right, he's going.
Do you think they'll ever make electric cars more available, like, and accessible to, like, normal people?
That's where it's going.
Because I mean,
right now...
I would love to buy a Tesla, but I don't have the fucking 20 grand to drop on it or whatever.
No, there is, I mean, they're way more than 20 grand.
Oh, yeah. How's
but no, Tesla's trying to make that happen. They have the most charging stations right now.
Do you think there's enough charging stations around here to where I could own an electric car and get around safely? Well, that's sad. It's sad.
Yeah.
Baby birds.
Well, now Jaden has to become Papa yeah. Bird. Or the vulture adopts him.
It's actually really sad.
I'm sorry.
Charging station.
Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, he can't talk to his dad anymore. The thing's broken.
So Tesla has a lot of charging stations around here.
Yeah.
So you could. So people. There's a lot of Teslas. So people with Teslas don't have an issue. But then there's also a Chevy car.
Oh, yeah.
That's electric. And I think they only have one or two charging stations.
That'd be my fear, is that I'd run out.
I mean, they go for about 300 miles, which is like a week.
They should make ones you can buy for your house.
They do.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So the Tesla...
There's dead rangers, by the way.
So what they do if you buy an electric car, at least for Tesla, I don't know if Chevy does it.
Yeah.
But they install one in your garage.
Oh, that's cool.
If you have a garage.
Yeah.
And then
I would love to be part of the solution.
But there's also Audi just came out with an electric one.
Yeah.
Ford is coming out with electric ones.
I just hope they become more accessible.
They will.
They should put more thought into that than the self-driving cars.
Like, yeah,
If they took all the the work that they're putting into self-driving cars, literally, they're putting more effort into making us lazier than they are into putting to helping the environment, essentially.
Well, I think that's what comes with it, with the electric, is, like, the AI software.
I hope so.
But, yeah. No, they're coming. They're coming.
I hope so.
Because it's more beneficial for the car makers to build something that the consumers want.
Snake. So far, I
don't know. Maybe Earth is done.
Yeah, maybe. It's a weird snake. Oh, I just ate him.
It flies.
It does.
A flying snake.
That's a nightmare.
I don't like that.
I usually have no beef with snakes, but if they can fuck... Anything that can fly is not my friend, if it can hurt me. Because birds generally can't hurt me.
Yeah, like, right?
If a centipede... Imagine a centipede that could fly.
All right, 35 minutes left.
I would fucking kill myself if I found out there were flying centipedes.
Oh, my God.
Of course, rage isn't even
Cypher
spelled...
Cypher rage. Yeah, it's... Yeah. There's R-A-I-G-E.
This is a message from my wife.
Who's dead?
No, the wife's still alive. Remember?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
He's assuming that Jaden's dead because he thinks he's a pussy. Are my legs cracking?
Yeah. My throat kind of hurts.
It's this movie.
Can he... He can't hear him, though. They're totally separated.
Yeah, they're separated. Your throat might hurt. Also, do you have allergies?
No, I think it was the coffee.
Oh.
I had a different creamer.
I know, because the weather's kind of different, too. When the weather changes, like, really fast for me, I get, like, the post-nasal drip.
I might have...
Yeah.
Slight allergies.
Yeah, and all it takes is the weather changing, like, from hot to warmer. Like, if it rains on a hot day. Mm. Yeah. Did I say hog hole?
Yeah, he's got to get in that hog hole.
It's like the name of like a bar, like a teen sex comedy where it's like, are you meeting up at the hog hole tonight?
Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
I actually do want to know where this was shot, so I'm going to look into
Philadelphia backlot, probably.
Yeah, well, he had the plant connection from the happening, so he just hired the plants again.
He just decorated the set.
Yeah, they came in. They just planted.
Fucking Christ!
Planted themselves.
Planted.
Yeah, they rooted themselves.
Oh my God! Oh, he's gonna. Oh, he can only use one blade if he wants.
That's cool. Okay. After Earth. Locations. Oh, so I guess, well, we talked about the budget.
Yeah.
Was 130. Opening weekend made 30.
Yeah, it did not do well.
Gross worldwide, it's made 243. So yeah, it's turned...
I guess it was profit, I guess.
But... Yeah, and I just contributed $4. So.
Well, I helped.
So. Sure, we both contributed $2.
And I paid to see it in theater, so I've given this movie true. Some money.
So filming locations, we have...
he's used his last breathy thing.
We have California.
The Redwoods.
Humboldt County. I don't know where that is. I think that is the Redwoods, though. Maybe.
Let's go to the Redwoods.
Yeah. It is, actually.
Let's just go. You just built a raft.
Costa Rica.
Oh.
Utah. Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
Wait, it says volcano and forest scenes. Philadelphia. So you're right. This looks like something in Philly.
God damn it, M. Night.
If
it was a camping movie, they could have just shot it, the whole thing, in a Philly forest.
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't have to pretend they're in fucking year 3027 Philadelphia.
Switzerland.
I swear to God, if I'm misremembering, and like at the end of the movie, they're like, so what was this place called? And they're like, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia.
Jesus Christ. I can't remember if there's a water monster he has to deal with. I feel like there is.
New Mexico.
Oh. Oh, it's having a flashback.
Iceland. Yeah. Yeah, Iceland. It was.
They went all over the globe for this. Damn.
It was filmed in Redwoods, yeah. primarily.
Iceland. Apparently Iceland's really hard to shoot in at because the days are very short.
Yeah.
You have very limited time. Another thing I learned from that Game of Thrones document.
So this has...
Zoe Kravitz. I love Zoe
This
Kravitz.
Had 11% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, this was on the lower end of the spectrum of our...
Yeah. Let's go to... let's go to box office. Let's do our top five here.
And then pretty soon we'll do the Will Smith thoughts as sure. It's coming to an end.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we have a pretty good grasp on this movie at this point.
Oh, I have a firm grasp on this movie.
Yeah. Oh, why couldn't you save yourself? It's kind of a dick move to ask. Like, why did you let yourself get fucking murdered?
After Earth. So what's, do you want to describe what's going on?
This movie's so fucking boring.
Yeah, it is.
He's on a raft and he's talking to a hallucination of his dead sister. He's trying to talk about Moby Dick. I bet she's going to get attacked by a monster. She's trying to warn him.
This is actually a, actually a very good, year.
You missed it. Oh, it's turning ice. Because we fucked with the ecosystem so badly with pollution that the climate can change whenever.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, 2013 was a good year.
Yeah, so number 10, we have Mud.
The good movie.
Matty
McConaughey.
Yeah. That's the beginning of his...
Connaissance, kind of. It's around the... Killer Joe and that kind of kicked it off.
Number 9, Yeah, Joanna Haiduwani.
Yep.
I'm not quite sure what that is. Let's click on that. Let's see what that's
about. He's getting cold because the ice is following him because it's getting colder. Or there's going to be a Yeti. These are more movies about Yetis, you know?
Number 8, The Great Gatsby.
Never seen it.
Pretty good.
Has Elizabeth Debicki in it, who I love.
Number 7, Iron Man 3.
Good movie.
Number 6... The End of a Trilogy.
End of a Trilogy?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It's the end of a trilogy, a comedy series.
Oh, Hangover Part 3?
Yep.
I haven't seen that one.
That one, so the first, you've seen the first two, though.
Yeah, I know the third one doesn't follow the same tempo.
Right, yeah. It's very different from the...
So Jaden Smith pretty much just got frozen alive and he's being dragged away. So
right.
Let's continue.
By the monster, I assume?
I would assume.
Number 5.
Oh, so it's 2013 May.
Yep, one word, animated movie.
Epic.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Number 4 is also it's the second movie in a trilogy.
I think an animal saved him, actually.
Probably another fucking falcon or something.
Maybe the
falcon. The falcon.
Maybe. All right. It's the fourth, it's what?
The fourth is the second in a trilogy.
Is it Catching Fire?
No, it's a... Well, I don't want to get that out of the way.
Oh, his suit's brown now.
Yeah, because he's got to take a shit.
Jesus Christ. All right, it's the second... Wait, it's the second in a trilogy. Is the trilogy over now? Oh, the Falcon did save him.
The trilogy is over now.
Because he was defending the nest.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
That's cool. I could see in the camping one.
But is the
one.
Falcon dead? I don't see it moving.
I think the Falcon's dead.
He used his last breath to save him from the
ice. Thanks. Oh, thanks, dead animal.
Yeah, I think it's
dead.
So
it's the second in a trilogy.
I think it's dead, bro.
Well, this is kind of sad.
Oh, what? How did it die?
Oh, it was cold. He probably saved him.
But he flew him out into the warmer part.
Well, I think he covered him up. Remember, he was in that little coffin.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I like that. All right, so second in a trilogy.
Yeah. Paramount Studios.
I am blanking. Is it a big trilogy?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, very big.
The trilogy's over now.
Yep.
Have big stars in it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, big stars.
Second in a trilogy.
Yeah. I guess it wasn't...
What's the genre?
It wasn't science fiction. It wasn't meant to be a trilogy.
Into Darkness?
Yes.
Oh,
Number 3, won the Razzie for worst on-screen combo.
Oh, after. Oh my god.
Number two.
Yeah.
Is this movie series only had one and two movies.
And then that stopped.
Yep. Big cast, big ensemble cast. This is the first one. I really like these movies.
Is it a comedy?
No, it's actually a action drama.
He found the crashed ship.
Nice.
Action drama.
Do you wanna?
What? Was it big? Obviously not big.
I'd say
not big enough to continue.
Yeah, and it is number two. I mean,
big stars.
You want the cast?
Give me some of the cast.
Okay, I'll start from the bottom.
Yeah.
Michael Caine. Michael Caine. That's the last person in the.
Oh, now you see me.
Yes.
God damn it. Now you three me.
Number one. Now you three me. I like that.
Well, say what should have been called Now You Don't.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The number one.
Yep.
May 2013.
You love this.
I love this movie.
Yeah, you love this.
Fast and Furious 6.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel at the top. Fuck yeah.
All right, let's check in with today.
Oh, yeah. So he made it to the crash ship. It looked like someone TP'd it. There was TP. It looked like toilet paper all over the place.
It's looks like someone...
He's getting a fresh sword because he lost his other
nice.
One.
Nice.
That's kind of cool. Why is he doing
it? Why is he doing it twice? Oh, it changes? Oh,
you can change the blade. Okay, that's kind of cool. That's
badass.
He's looking for the right blade.
He's like, I like this one.
He's going to have to fight all the monsters out. Yeah. Big surprise.
Okay, so this is today.
Yeah, so let's do the top five.
Number 10.
Oh, okay.
Long Shot.
I saw it.
You saw that.
Charming.
Number 9, The Intruder.
Dennis Quaid. Didn't see it.
Number 8, The Hustle.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's the Anne Hathaway, Rebel Wilson.
Ah.
Yeah.
Number 7, yeah. A Dog's Journey.
Ooh.
Also Dennis Quaid?
Yeah, actually. He's having a good year.
Number 6, Brightburn.
Saw that. Not surprised it's low, though.
Number...
Yeah, I never talked about Brightburn. It's not that good.
No?
Yeah.
But it's like a kid who...
It's a cool premise. Okay. But the execution...
Good trailers.
It has good trailers. The execution's just not there.
Ah. And it actually has the guy who's in this.
Yeah, David Brennan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From The Office.
Yeah, and Elizabeth Banks.
Number 5.
Always bank on Banks. Elizabeth 5 right now?
Yep.
Is it Aladdin? No, Aladdin's at the top.
Yeah. This one, you also saw this.
Is it Endgame?
No.
Endgame's still near the top, probably.
Yeah.
What movies have come out recently? Pokemon Detective Pikachu?
Ooh, that one's in there. It's in the list. But it's not number 5.
I saw this movie.
Yeah, you did.
Is it a big movie?
No, I would say quite small.
What movies have I seen?
But it's for someone's first movie, I think it's...
Oh, Booksmart.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Number 4.
Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Pika Pika.
Number 3.
Endgame?
Yep.
Number 2.
Yeah.
It's not Aladdin.
Not Aladdin.
It's number 2. Oh. What other biggish movies have come? John Wick, Chapter 3.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Full title?
Parabellum.
Yeah. And number 1.
Aladdin.
Yeah.
Our boy. Our boy is back on top.
Yeah,
look
yeah.
Look at that. I'm assuming he found the fucking beacon or whatever. Fucking.
Right. Probably. Is that what he was doing?
Is this a good movie?
Oh, hold on. Whoa. Let's see how much time we have left here.
You're right. I just know you have a time constraint. I just don't want to push you past.
We have 20 minutes left. I know. Yeah. I do have a hard out today.
Yeah. Do you think we'd have time?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
He found the beacon. He's gonna fight the fucking monster, I think.
So the monster went back to the ship? Or didn't leave the ship area, I guess?
Well, it killed the baboon. I think the monster's been stalking him this whole time.
Oh, that's true.
Because remember the monster killed the baboons?
Yeah.
Or he's getting mad.
He's like, whoa, I can see you again.
He's disappointed.
You're embarrassing.
volcano.
Yeah.
How lucky are we that we don't have volcanoes around here?
I know, right?
Taking the... What is this?
And it looks pretty active, too. It's like...
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's stopping anytime soon.
But it also just looks like a picture.
It does a little bit. It looks like a map.
Like the cloud, the clouds aren't moving.
The ionic layer.
I'm hoping the movie is only 10 minutes more and then the credits are 10 minutes.
That'd be ideal. Oh, the beacon's not firing because of the ionic layer in the atmosphere.
Oh, cool.
So cool. See, I love nerdy science fiction world building shit, but not when the movie is a wet sock. Like, I'm a sucker for, like, just ambitious... Like, I will give a movie a lot of credit if it gives me an interesting world, even if the movie itself isn't that great.
Right.
But this is the complete opposite. It's like, it's trying to give you an interesting world, but the movie itself's like a dry fart.
Oh, sorry about the,
Oh, yeah.
Landscaping
yeah.
noise.
I saw you had pesticides on your lawn.
What?
It said, do not walk on lawn for 24 hours. Pesticides oh. have been sprayed.
Oh, okay.
So don't do it.
All
right. I want you to track pesticides in the house.
I know he's talking to him like an animal.
Good boy. He's getting ready to pass out from blood loss, I would assume.
Yeah, right? Well, he did like a transfusion or something on yeah. himself. So he's going to go jump in this volcano, hopefully.
He's going to fight the monster. Movie's making me tired. Oh my god.
So in terms of, I think we like Tooth Fairy better than this.
I wouldn't rather. What are the fucked up thing? I would rather rewatch Jack and Jill than either of these.
Than Tooth Fairy or
this?
This?
I don't know. It's just Jack and Jill at least.
Okay, no.
At least, well, for Jack and Jill, for me, at least there's like Jack and Jill feels like an like a movie made by insane people.
Yeah.
Whereas, like,
there's a Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
I know.
At the end.
I know. Dunkin'. What's what I'm saying? It almost has this level of insanity that's entertaining to an extent. So you're like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah.
Whereas, if I had to rank these three movies, it would go Jack and Jill, Tooth Fairy, this. Because.
Wait. Are you. What? What are you saying?
I like Jack and Jill more than the Tooth Fairy.
Come on.
I do.
With the Rock being... What?
It's not fun, though.
Yeah, it's fun.
Billy
it's
Crystal more fun than this. Is the only good part of it. Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Those are two are above this. That's
yeah,
like top to bottom.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But Jack and Jill... The only good thing about Jack and Jill is Al Pacino.
And he's great.
Yeah. The fact that... Yeah, like they got him. No, you're not changing my mind on this.
He falls in love with Adam Sandler yeah. as a woman.
You're not changing my mind on this.
That's incredible that Al Pacino's entire role in that movie is to make love to Jack to Adam Sandler as a woman.
No, mine is Tooth Fairy, Jack and Jill, then after this. Yeah. I mean, what...
That looks
what?
Like that shot from The Last Jedi of...
Oh,
Luke
yeah, it totally does.
Yeah.
If so, what's your rating for this?
What, am I going to give it on Letterboxd?
Yeah.
That's tough. I think it's going to be a 1 star.
Same, 1 star.
Which I think I gave Jack and Jill half a star.
So I don't give 1 stars out a lot, but this is...
I think the thing about this movie is I feel like I should give it at least like 1.5, 2 because... It looks so cool. Inherently looks cool.
Sure.
But
there's nothing that's really jumping out at me.
The execution is so fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't be this bored by a science fiction movie.
It seems like a movie that's on the Sci-Fi Channel.
I'm just giving it too much credit. There's some entertaining sci-fi movies.
Wow.
You've clearly never seen Mansquito.
No, I haven't.
Oh, there's the monster.
Okay. Let's get this over with.
No, actually, sci-fi movies now kind of suck, but there was a heyday of sci-fi movies.
Sure.
My favorite thing used to do as a kid is I would watch the Sci-Fi Channel all day, and every Saturday night they would premiere a new sci-fi original.
Oh.
Well, because here's the thing. There was a... Sharknado fucked it all up.
Was that on sci-fi?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Before Sharknado, they would make these movies like Mansquito, Frankenfish. Yeah, yeah. They'd make a movie about the Chupacabra, but they actually set out to make good movies at a very low budget. Mm. They weren't trying to make so bad it's good. They just ended up being like, they tried really hard and it kind of ended up being entertaining. Where Sharknado came out and everyone's like, now we gotta purposely try to make these movies bad, you know?
Right.
It fucked it all up.
Just for reference, I'm gonna look up Mansquito.
It's about a man who turns into a mosquito. I don't know what else you
need. Ooh, 2005. Does that seem like the right
Hell yeah.
time? It is rated R though, so oh wait, no.
They were violent.
Wait, okay, so the poster says man. The poster says Mosquito Man. Mosquito Man, but the title of the movie is Mansquito.
Yeah.
Is this what it looked like?
Jaden's underwater, by the way. Yeah, it's Mansquito.
Okay, all right. So they must have taken out something, the rated R-ness. They must have cut some things.
Sci-fi movies were pretty violent.
Okay.
There was great... Let me think about... There was Frankenfish. There was Raptor Island. Mansquito.
The synopsis is very brief. A scientist and her subject turn into mutant insects.
That's like The Fly, but not as good and just yeah, fucked right? up, you know? What are some other good sci-fi? Abominable, I think, is a Yeti one. All right, the monster is trying to kill him. It's trying to drag him down. It's got his leg.
Budget of $5 million.
Yeah, sci-fi keeps them cheap.
Yeah.
What other good sci-fi movies were there? There's one about the Chupacabra. They had one just called like Snake or something like that. It was Slither? Cool. Not Slither. Slither's about alien slugs and was directed by James Gunn and rules.
Oh.
Yeah. But, no, sci-fi used to make fun original movies, but now they suck ass. Alright, the thing's chasing him through a cave.
This is like 127 hours.
But with an alien bug.
With an alien monster.
He's climbing a volcano, by the way. Which should be...
So that's ash, not snow.
Yeah, we should be way more engaged, but we're not.
So the ending episode of Game of Thrones...
Yes.
I've heard that it's... I believe that it was ash that was falling on the city, not snow.
It is.
Okay.
Which goes back to her vision of her in the Red Keep, and everyone thought it was snow.
Right, yeah.
Because winter.
Because...
Yeah, which that's...
Because it wasn't snowing when they started the battle.
No. Here's my thing about... I just want to put out a general thought about Game of Thrones Season 8. I think there are... I don't necessarily hate what happens. I just think that it lacks the build-up to what happens.
Sure.
There should have been more build up. Like, I don't necessarily hate all the big moments.
But also, I like the ash in this.
Yeah.
More than the ash in the Game of Thrones episode, because the ash in that episode did look like snow.
Yeah.
Like, it looked too much like snow, where this actually does have ash quality to it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like little flakes, you know?
I think he got bit.
Yeah, whatever.
He's gonna ghost. Like, the climax is gonna be like, I feel no fear, Dad.
He's like, I'm not here anymore.
Yeah.
Ghost away.
So I think the internet needs to calm the fuck down. They also need to remember that the first 6 seasons, to me, are fucking, like, awesome.
Sure.
And, like, it doesn't take away from that the last 2 seasons...
He's in a glass bubble.
I know.
That's kind of messed up.
That's what she hit him in while she got murdered.
Yeah.
It was a glass aquarium. Oh, he got bit in the hand.
Yeah. I have no emotional involvement in this.
I don't. He's going to try to... The climax is going to be like, don't feel emotions.
Cypher rage.
It's fucking stupid. Oh, boy.
You don't have to feel... Oh, sorry. I'm so fucking bored.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel no emotion to kill something. I mean, you can still...
Kill it. I mean, it makes it easier because these creatures...
It's trying to kill you.
Well, the thing is, these creatures, they smell fear, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I don't fucking know.
This was shot in Philly, right?
Yeah. It always rains ash in Philly.
Oh, here we go.
This monster looks stupid.
It's
just a generic monster.
I haven't seen, like, a wide... Okay.
I mean, it looks alright.
Yeah.
It's not... I guess it's not the worst monster I've ever seen, but...
So he is not fearful anymore, so...
Yeah, the monster
can't smell him.
Yeah. It's kind of like the T-Rex in Jurassic Park.
Right. Arguably a better movie.
Arguably the best movie ever made, probably.
Yeah, very generic. Yeah, it's pretty generic. So Will Smith's dead...
I don't think he's dead.
Or, well...
He's passed out, I think. Oh, now he's fucking the monster up.
Oh.
Monster's like, fuck you, buddy. Well, I don't think the monster can see him.
No, I can't smell them either.
I think they're blind. They just sense fear, which is like a bio, like, if you think like nature.
It gives off your, what's that called?
Your pheromones.
Yeah.
What you gotta think is like how like animals are created through like mutations and evolutions through biology and stuff. Why would a monster like exist that can only sense fear? How is that good?
Well, it's like when you walk into a room, I can immediately get the you just emanate sex.
It is true.
And I feel it.
Sex. You just emanate.
It's palpable.
You emanate fear, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm afraid of everything, so.
Yeah. Monster's just gonna stab it in the head.
Sweet. That was cool. That was awesome.
Cool, I guess.
I want to see something like that in Star Wars.
That they stab a monster in the head.
Where they can change the.
Oh, the lightsaber blade?
The blade. No, not lightsaber, but just like a staff that they can change.
Yeah, that'd be cool, I guess.
Because it came out like a.
Yeah.
Hey, do we follow up on the chopstick?
I don't think they
exist. Did you check on Amazon?
I mean, you can just search claw chopsticks in your own free time.
Well, it doesn't have to be my free time. I'm gonna do it on company time.
Well, we gotta, as soon as this movie ends, we gotta answer questions. So.
Well, how much longer?
Then I have to pee.
We'll answer the questions. We got 10 minutes. We'll answer them right now.
All
right.
So he killed the monster. He's signaling the beacon. He's gonna save his dad. Is this a good movie?
No.
No. Is Will Smith good in this movie? No.
No.
Is this a good movie for Will Smith?
No.
5,000% not.
No.
Not even remotely. Did you get jiggy with Will Smith in this movie?
No.
This movie should be used as, like, this movie is so sterile and boring, they should play it for horny teenagers to stop them from fucking.
Wow. Jeez. I think if you watch this movie, yeah, and then immediately watch Men in Black after it,
you might get
Men in Black might seem like the best movie ever made.
And you might get whiplash from
quality. Actually, you might throw up.
Yeah.
I'm
looking at Independence Day. I need
three chopsticks.
Three prong chopsticks.
Three.
Oh, they rescued them. They're trying to save Will Smith. Blah, 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 blah.
Oops, I accidentally put in chapstick.
Chapstick's fun. I used to eat chapstick when I was a kid.
Ugh.
The flavored ones.
I did, though. I did,
too. Yeah.
I learned. I learned my lesson because I. It was a chocolate flavored chapstick, and I just thought it was a chocolate stick, and I just bit into it, and it was.
Oh, God.
No, it was not a chocolate stick.
Not at all. Oh, Will Smith wants to see his son.
For real, though, why isn't there a three chopstick holder?
Well, at a certain point, someone would just be like, why don't you just use a fork?
No, because chopsticks are cooler than forks. But also, so I'm seeing a lot of two chopstick holders, like this one here, you can like, so they don't fall out. But I want three, so it's like a claw.
Why don't you just tape two forks together?
No, because that's too claw-like. I don't want my claw to be
pointy. I don't know. This movie is making me like disinterested in life itself.
That's pretty bleak.
Like, this movie's making me depressed. This movie's draining my will to exist.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Like, I don't even give a fuck about your chopstick thing right now. Because this movie just... Oh, he's smiling. Say, I told you.
Oh, he cries. He cries. Okay.
Bet you he's going to laugh.
Ha, 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 ha,
he's going to say something. He's going to be like...
You did it, son.
Fucking robot. God damn it.
Yeah. No, this is... Which I guess we can expect from Gemini Man. He plays a robot in there.
God,
some clone.
That should be. I just want Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, it's coming.
I want to see him playing. That's like Star Wars level for me. I fucking want it so bad.
We're gonna see the complete up and down of Will Smith this year. I think
Bad Boys for Life is bad, I'll kill myself.
Okay. All right. All right.
And then hopefully they announce a Bad Boy spinoff starring Michael B. Jordan and Donald Glover.
Okay, I'm making some progress. They're called Chopstick Helpers. But I'm only seeing two.
For babies.
Oh, you know how to use chopsticks.
I don't. But like any chopstick person, the person who can use chopsticks would be like, oh, what are you, a child?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Even though they're hard, but like, I bet you if you really took like an hour to practice, it'd be pretty easy.
An hour?
All right, it's over. Fuck. All me.
Right. God, directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Really, Will Smith.
Yeah, right.
So, summation thoughts.
Oh, Will Smith didn't. story by Will Smith. He didn't get screenplay title, though.
Well, story could even mean that he literally just went to Gary Wood and said, like, I have an idea for a movie.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do. Ratatouille isn't even worth being involved with this fucking
movie. No, not at all.
I can't think of a movie where Remy would even be a part of this. So.
Yeah.
Here's what happens. Remy goes to see After Earth. Mm-hmm. He comes out. He fucking hates it. He swears. It actually makes him swear off of cinema altogether for a year because he hates it so much.
Well, so what do we got coming up next?
We have Collateral Beauty.
All right. Is that it?
And then Aladdin.
And then Aladdin.
And then... I think pretty soon we should finalize. We're going to narrow our next miniseries contenders down to four. Mm-hmm. And we're going to put out a Twitter poll and let you guys vote. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an extended one. Like I say, like we have it last like a week or two so we can try to retweet it across and get as many votes as possible.
Yeah.
So it's not just the 57 people that follow our Twitter.
Yeah.
But we will tell you that it's going to be a lady.
Oh, we're going to do a woman. Lady.
Yes.
So get your...
Get ready for that. And if you hate women, you go fuck yourself.
Yeah, because women...
Rule.
Do it.
They get it done.
All right, well, that's the end of the title credits, so I'm out.
Turn it off. I want my money back.
I do too, actually. Was that worth $4, though?
No. I remember trying to defend this movie when I saw it in theaters. Like, it's not so bad.
Yeah. How do you feel now?
Fuck it.
So you're saying M. Night Shyamalan went up from this?
100%.
Okay.
This might be the worst movie he's ever made.
Okay. The Happening? Worse Happening, than
Happening at least is entertaining because it's
That's
like
true.
It's fucking plants.
Yeah.
I'm from Boston.
All right, well, I gotta go in 10 minutes. So, patreon.com/ nondermovie.
Twitter.com. That's nondermovie. Come to us on Twitter. We'll get you that poll for the next candidate, Collateral Beauty, next week.